Is prep.
Hi. So basically, this is part two. And Brandon's laughing.
Yes?
Explain what happened.
I couldn't convert the files to the right format because there were so many of them, you know, this thing that, like, he set me on a really hard thing to do here. And let's just say, if it weren't for me doing BGT, thinking of BGT, we wouldn't be here right now. And I found a utility called Resampler that runs from the command line. And while it doesn't have a feature to do a whole folder, so I modified that last BGT script you saw us run so that it will run this program and do it to each file.
Yeah, it is.
It's really cumbersome. I did fix the runtime error, I believe.
Yeah, let's see how many WAV files are in this folder right now.
Oh, God!
Windows meeting new icon, new window, item view list, a basis.log 33 of 8082.
Oh man, it's going slower.
Yeah.
Oh dude, this is gonna take so long.
Yeah. Refresh the folder, let's see how many are in there now. Let's see how, like, fast it's...
Yeah, that's right.
Please wait, icon 2, please wait. New ops icon, new ops window, items view list, a basis.log 33 of 8877. A basis.log 33 of 1949.
Oh my gosh, dude, this is taking forever.
Please wait, icon, please wait.
Yeah, dude, if it were not for BGT, we would not be doing this right now, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because I tried to run it through my batch converter, and it resulted in an inverted exclamation mark.
Yeah.
That was added. What do you think of this idea, Jake?
This is interesting.
Yeah, and it could break at any point, because I never tested it. I never compiled the script either.
Oh. So you're running it from source?
Yep. Uh-huh. I just clicked the BGT file and off it went.
Oh, wow.
All you can see in this window right now is please wait, period. Oh my gosh. This is crazy. I don't even know what to think right now. The fact that... Now the hard part will be running it through MK Voice.
Yeah.
It should take it, though. Because... The other one wasn't even 4 gigs.
Yeah.
But... These are smaller, so...
Maybe even, like, half the size, so... This voice is maybe well over a gigabyte, though.
Jake, it's all for you. That's the only reason I'm doing this right now.
Yeah.
I sure hope you keep this voice file safe, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey.
Let's see how many files are in there right now.
Oh boy.
Please wait. New ops icon, new ops window, items view list, a basis.log 33 of 13,163.
Oh!
Yeah, this is gonna take a long time.
Yeah, figure though, it's running a program behind the scenes, but I made it so you can't even see that it's running. Unless you go into Task Manager. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I hid the window.
Yeah, you could do the same, you could hide windows with Inno setup too.
Yeah, I just set run in the background to true. I don't think you can see it either. Dude, this is like so crazy to think that I'm doing this all from one little BGT script, but if I change anything about this folder on the hard drive, I screw up the entire script.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, you have no idea how many folders I've created on my hard drive just to make this thing work.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Were you excited when you saw that chat from me?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, you want to pause until we're getting close?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Virtual ritual pause button alt T.
Size down. I'm gonna go grab a drink of water.
Okay.
I'm out. Pause button alt T.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, I'll probably just stop the recording because I don't want to worry about the wind, like accidentally closing this window, and then something happening. So I'm just gonna make a part three once this is close to being done.
Stop button alt S.